From the studios of KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, I am Nick Michael. I'm sitting here with
Ashley Londy
and Trevor Mayville.
And you are listening to A Review Too Far, where we watch movies and review them for your listening pleasure. This week, we have David Lynch's Mulholland Drive. After that is Arlington Road, and we're going to finish with Out in Theaters Now, Idris Elba in The Dark Tower. But let's get things started with Mulholland Drive. As mentioned, it is written and directed by David Lynch, and stars Naomi Watts as a would-be actress who gets caught up in a surreal conspiracy involving an amnesiac and a Hollywood director.
I had a dream about this place.
Oh, boy.
See what I mean?
Okay. So you had a dream about this place. Tell me.
Well, it's the second one I've had. But they're both the same. They start out that I'm in here, but it's not day or night. It's kind of half night, you know? But it looks just like this, except for the light. And I'm scared, like I can't tell you. Of all people, you're standing right over there. By that counter. You're in both dreams. And you're scared. I get even more frightened when I see how afraid you are, and then I realize what it is. There's a man in back of this place. He's the one who's doing it. I can see him through the wall. I can see his face. I hope that I never see that face ever outside of a dream.
Mulholland Drive, written and directed by David Lynch, starring Naomi Watts, but also there are Laura Harring and Justin Theroux. And let's talk about it. Ashley, what did you think of Mulholland Drive?
I had managed to not see Mulholland Drive until this past week, and I, at first, did not enjoy it. I was probably about an hour into the film before it really started to pick up, and I really actually liked it. I will say that at the end, I think it's a really good movie. It's certainly surreal, and it's difficult to review without spoiling, so I'm going to be very careful about what I say about it. I will also comment that Naomi Watts is really good in this film. I enjoyed her. I thought she brought a lot of dimension to her character, and she managed to make it seem realistic within the bounds of what she had for her character. I think that this film could be difficult to watch for a lot of people. I can see where there's parts and pieces of it that may be difficult to understand. And I also will say that it is rated R for a reason. This is a hard R. I would not recommend this for kids. But if you're into David Lynch films especially, I do think you'll enjoy it. And if you enjoy surrealist psychological thrillers, I think this will be a good, successful film for you. However, I can see where folks are very divided on it, and many people may not enjoy it. I liked it at the end. I thought that it really kind of came together for me. But the first hour was a big struggle. Overall, I'd recommend it.
Trevor?
Yeah, so if you're into David Lynch films, you've probably already seen Mulholland Drive. If you haven't heard of Mulholland Drive, I'd encourage that you see it. It's 2 hours and 27 minutes of a slow-paced movie that is truly enjoyable to watch. At times frustrating because you don't know exactly what's going on, and frankly, it took me about an hour or 2 hours until after the movie had ended to start to feel like I had a pretty good grasp of what happens in this movie. That being said, when it was over, there was a lot about the movie that still didn't make a ton of sense. And I think there's a few things, like the box, like the old people that come out of the box, and the old man monster person in the alley behind Winkies, and Winkies itself, there's a lot that just doesn't fit into the plot perfectly, but I think that doesn't make it a bad movie. Again, without spoilers, I think this movie was probably better than 90 to 95% of other movies that have been made in the last 20 years, and I'd recommend it.
Well, I definitely can't agree with that sentiment, particularly when it comes to the cinematography, which felt very amateurish, especially in comparison to the film just previous to this, Lost Highway, which I thought was David Lynch's masterpiece. And I hate to compare the two, but I think Lost Highway was a much better feature than Mulholland Drive. And that's kind of sad to me. I love David Lynch's surrealism, but Mulholland Drive is his Twin Peaks weirdness amped to 11. And it is going to be hard to digest for any general audience. I think this is a film only for fans. And as much as I enjoy key scenes in Mulholland Drive and do like the unanswered questions, it's just not a complete movie. It doesn't have satisfying questions and answers. It's all so much weirdness that I just can't find myself satisfied. I'm not a big fan of Justin Theroux's character. While he plays a key component in both the first and second half of the feature, he just kind of feels like an afterthought to Naomi Watts and Laura Herring. And I do love their characters, but just overall, this is a weak entry in David Lynch's filmography, and I can't recommend it. That'll bring us to final thoughts. So, Ashley.
It's certainly not for everybody, but I did like it. So I'm going to give it a good solid 3.5 stars.
Trevor?
Naomi Watts was great in this movie. She was beautiful and happy and a problem solver, and she gets the one she wants in the end. And the way that the first half of that movie ends up that way, there's a reason for that, and it makes for a good movie. We've gone out of our way to not spoil it for you, and I'd encourage you to catch it on Netflix. Long after the movie was over, I found myself thinking about it and amused by it, not unlike The Usual Suspects. 4 stars.
Well, I'm definitely not going to be that forgiving of Mulholland Drive. I think this is Lynch at his most self-indulgent, and I'm going to say this is a weak 2 out of 5 and say it's only for fans, but it does pose some very interesting questions and is packed full of very fascinating surrealist scenes, but not for everyone. And that'll bring us to our second DVD of the week, and it is Jeff Bridges and Tim Robbins in Arlington Road, a tale of a history professor grieving over his dead FBI wife and the suspicious neighbors that move in next door that he thinks might possibly be terrorists. Arlington Road was written by Aaron Kruger, directed by Mark Pellington, and of course stars Jeff Bridges and Tim Robbins, but also there are Joan Cusack, Hope Davis, and Robert Gossett. And let's talk about it. Ashley missed this one, so we're going to go straight to Trevor. Trevor, what did you think of Arlington Road?
Well, I'm a little jealous of Ashley that she didn't have to watch this one. I didn't like it. This was my pick for the week, and I picked Arlington Road on a bit of a whim because it's a movie from the turn of the millennium, like Mulholland Drive, with a similar name, and I'd never seen it. This movie was an action movie that that I enjoyed watching for the first half and just kind of died on me. I thought it was a little cheesy. There were times where I found myself thinking, whose hair is the worst? Jeff Bridges, Tim Robbins, or even Tim Robbins' wife, who, when all three of them were on scene at once, I was distracted by how bad their hair was. I thought Tim Robbins was good in this movie, and I like Jeff Bridges, and it was an action movie about terrorism right before 9/11. So from a psychological thriller, it was tolerable. I just didn't like the movie.
And I swing the pendulum the other way. I kind of dug Arlington Road, and it takes a lot of brave chances that I was not expecting. This was from an era in late 90s cinema where everyone was looking for a twist. Things like The Usual Suspects, which Trevor mentioned earlier in the show, and Seven and the like. So when you have these kind of psychological action thrillers, you're always looking for the hook that pulls away the veneer of what you thought was going to happen and give you something completely different. And I think Arlington Road does that successfully. That's a bit of a spoiler. You'll be looking for it, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. And I did enjoy it. It's just not as satisfying as I wanted it to be, because as a complete feature, I think Arlington Road delivers on most of its premise, but it's not a satisfying one. And as much as I love twist films like Seven and The Usual Suspects, I can't give Arlington Road full props for its bravery. I want to, but I can't. I do love the performances in it. Tim Robbins does a great job of being aw shucks and completely menacing at the drop of a hat. He makes that turn very easily. And I particularly love Joan Cusack. She does crazy so well, and sometimes she does so much better than her brother. So kudos there, Joan. I liked Hope Davis's role, but she drops out of the movie in the second act, and I just wanted her to stick around a bit more. I'm not as much a fan of Robert Gossett's. I think he wasn't cast well. The kids, however, were, so kudos there. Great job from Jeff Bridges and Tim Robbins. Overall, I think this is an interesting feature, has a lot of interesting things to say about America in the late 90s and the ideas that the national tragedies of Oklahoma City and Waco and the like brought in terms of American fundamentalism and government overreach. But overall, I think Arlington Road is just middling. And that'll bring us to final thoughts. So, Trevor.
I mean, this movie is 18 years old now, and it's not available on Netflix or Amazon Prime. And if you've gone this long having not seen it, I just don't know if I can recommend it. I appreciate your review, Nick, and for most of the reasons that you cited, I'll give it 2.5 stars.
I think that's fair. I think this is a 2.5-star movie. It has decent performances from all around and is an interesting hook, but it doesn't quite deliver in a satisfying way. Overall, I will say you're not going to miss anything by skipping it, but if you're bored and you see it in a bargain bin, why not? And that will bring us to our cinema release of the week, and it is Idris Elba as the gunslinger in Stephen King's The Dark Tower, a film adaptation of the much-beloved book series.
These visions, as you call them. What do you see?
I see a tower, the man in black,
and the gunslinger.
They're just dreams. They're not real, Jake.
There's another world out there.
I know there is.
You.
It's you. You're a gunslinger, right?
There are no gunslingers. Not anymore.
Why does the man in black want to destroy the tower?
The tower protects both our worlds. If it falls, hell will be unleashed.
The Dark Tower was based on the novels by Stephen King and has writing credit going to Akiva Goldsman, directed by Nicolas Jaeger, and stars, of course, Idris Elba, Matthew McConaughey, Jackie Earle Haley, Tom Taylor, and Dennis Haysbert. And let's talk about it. Ashley, what did you think of The Dark Tower?
So I had looked forward to this film. I'd seen the previews, and I was excited to see the movie, and I ended up being kind of disappointed. I really enjoyed Idris Elba in this. I think he's very gifted, and I like his style. But the film never really comes together. You've kind of, and watching it as an adult, my perspective on the main character, the kid, is probably not what I'm supposed to feel. I was kind of worried for his mental health for most of the film, and that's generally, I don't think I was supposed to be. Matthew McConaughey does a good job as a villain. I don't think we get to see him in that role very often. I can't actually think of a film where he was a villain before this one, and I liked that. I liked him being a villain. I think he plays a good bad guy. But the film just never really works. It's kind of disjointed, and it feels like the stakes should be feeling, they should be more higher than they are. They should be more intense, and it just never really gets there. I will say that even though I didn't think it was a great film, I enjoyed watching it. It's a good length. I liked that it was 90 minutes. That was a good length for this film. It wasn't overly long. And the Stephen King references throughout of it were really good. There are several. See if you can spot them. I really enjoyed them. Some are really subtle. Some are more obvious. But overall, it was fun, but I don't think it's worth seeing in theaters.
Trevor?
I never really got into Stephen King. I think what sticks out to me in this movie is that whoever did this adaptation had clearly forgotten the face of his father. Other adaptations that come to mind that were successful, I like Dreamcatcher and, of course, Shawshank Redemption. And I'm looking forward to it coming out as well. But this movie just didn't do it for me. In high school once, I had a friend who was big into Stephen King, and I said, you know, if you'd never read a Stephen King book, what would be a good one to start with? And I don't remember if he'd loaned me The Dark Tower or The Last Gunslinger, I think whichever one was first in the series. But I remember that book being boring, and this movie was boring as well. I think the best thing about this movie... I don't mean to be rude, not the best thing about it, but there is one thing about it that by the time I realized that it wasn't very good and it wasn't going anywhere, it kind of just ended. It wasn't long, and I was happy for that. I thought it was boring.
I will disagree with Trevor. I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was well-paced and decently shot. I just think that as far as adaptations go, The Dark Tower felt like what they've been doing to young adult adaptations like Hunger Games and Divergent. It felt like just a few steps above a TV miniseries. And that's kind of what I've come to expect from Stephen King adaptations, with a few exceptions, such as Shawshank Redemption and Misery. I will take exception to a few of the problems with the film, though, such as the horrible, cheesy factors of showing and not telling. That is a cardinal rule that you can't break, and they did that several times by giving us exposition from things that Matthew McConaughey's Dark Man was saying, like, oh, well, he has the gun with the barrel of such and such, which the Earthers call Excalibur. That was just so dumb and cheesy, and I just can't get behind that kind of level of laziness when it comes to writing. You need to be better at explaining your universe, and that's a hard thing to do with The Dark Tower because it is a metaverse. The Dark Tower is a property that ties together tons and tons of Stephen King's stories, and we can see that with the references that Ashley mentioned earlier, but it's hard to jam all that into a small feature. And I know they were hoping for franchise levels of goodness here, but without the raving horde of young adult adherents, such as for series like Divergent and The Hunger Games, it's hard to find those for The Dark Tower because everyone's pretty much aged out of that. You're not going to get that kind of franchise support. So I have to say The Dark Tower is a pass. It's a Saturday movie matinee at best. Wait for TV. And that'll bring us to final thoughts. So, Ashley.
I liked it. I appreciate movies that reward detail-oriented viewers, which this one does. And while it's clearly setting up for a series, like Nick said, I don't know if it'll get one. But Idris Elba is worth watching. Frankly, I'd probably watch him read a phone book. I really enjoy his work. 3.5 stars.
Trevor?
I did not like it. I didn't like the story. It didn't keep my attention, and I found Matthew McConaughey to be a distraction. If you were looking forward to seeing this, wait till it comes out on Netflix or DVD. 1.5 stars.
I'm somewhere in the middle. I think this is average and generic in terms of its film quality, but Idris Elba's great in it. Matthew McConaughey's fun. It's kind of worth seeing if you're a Stephen King fan. It's just not a franchise blockbuster. So I'm going to give it a weak 3 out of 5 and say, yeah, you can wait, but it's still kind of fun. And that will bring us to a close. If you have any questions, comments, and the like, please feel free to email. You can reach us at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. Just make sure you put a review too far in the subject line, and we will be sure to get it. Any parting thoughts as we go, Ashley?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Allen Theaters for bringing these films to our community and to San Juan College and KSJE for hosting our show.
And from the studios of KSJE, I am Nick Michael. I'm sitting here with
Ashley Londy
and Trevor Mayville.
And we'll see you folks next week with more reviews and hopefully some recommendations. Coming up, Annabelle Creation.